Blog Talk Radio.
In Psalm 98, the psalmist was encouraging the Jews and the Gentiles to give my God praise. When you look back and see how good the Lord's been, he says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpet and the sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Saints, I don't know about you, but let me tell you what Abraham's gonna do. I'm gonna use just what I have to lift up.
Welcome to the hottest gospel radio show across the country right here. I am your host, Mr. Donnell Ballard, along with my brand new co-host. Go ahead on and introduce yourself for the second day in a row, man.
Yes, I'm excited to be here.
We got Luke Prince in the building, co-host Luke Prince, radio personality Luke Prince live with us. Man, we got a great show tonight. What you think about that?
I'm excited. It's like I've been thinking about it all day today. I let all my friends know to listen. Matter of fact, we're going to have Charlotte, North Carolina listening in tonight also.
All right. That's good because not only that, but we want people to also know that we're going to be doing a lot of different stuff. My mother, Mary Ballard, Minister Mary Ballard, is listening to us as well. So I got to say a big shout out to everybody out there tuning in to us on this beautiful Tuesday night, another day that was not promised to us, man. And I'm so excited. We have two wonderful guests. We got a new booking manager. Tanisha is our new booking manager for the radio show. And she's going to be booking some great, great people. We're going to be giving out her phone number. If you want to be booked on the show, let us know, because we're going to be getting booked a lot. Anyway, we have Prophecy Perry. She's going to be with us tonight at 7:30 right here on Blog Talk Radio. What you think about that, man?
I love it.
Yeah, she is going to lift up our hearts tonight. She's going to talk to us about everything that she got going on. And then coming up on the 8:30 hour, we got Evangelist LaShonda Brown. She's going to be with us. And, man, what I thought was so interesting about her life is she accepted Christ at an early age. And we're going to talk about that, too.
Really?
And she also is a publisher. And she has a book out called Face of Religion. Man, what you think about that? Woo! Face of Religion. What you think about
two
that?
Two powerful speakers in one night.
Yes. Yes. Two powerful women on the radio show tonight.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
Last night we were just talking about women leaders last night, and now look.
Yes.
Two powerful leaders.
Yes, and I'm telling you, man, we're in a generation now where women are running this world. It's running because there are so many women out there, and women are powerful. These males are not stepping up to the responsibility. So guess what? Mm-hmm. You got to have something to step up to the responsibility. We are now being broadcast. Are you ready for some more good news? We're mm-hmm. now being broadcast. We are now on Hot. Right now, we are live on Hot 107.5gospel.net. Ooh, what you think about that?
I love it.
You can go to www.thatsright.net. Let me make sure I get this right. We are being broadcast on Hot 107.5gospel.org. .org. I want to make sure I get that right. Shout out to everybody out there tuning in to us on that site. And again, we got a great show coming up. Go ahead.
Now, just to say, that means you can catch us anywhere. You can listen to us anywhere.
We global. I don't know about
right.
you. We global. We see right now. If you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, or if you're listening to us on hot107.5gospel.org, we global. If you're listening to us on Facebook, we're global. We're global. We're global anywhere, man.
And shout out to all our Facebook fans.
Yes, and I'm excited because we not only that, but I'm working on some new logo t-shirts. And the way people support our show, because I want people to know we don't make money off of the artist. We don't make money off the artists, I'm trying to say. So to bring in more money for the ministry, this is what we're doing, man. It's more like a ministry. What me and you doing, it's more like a ministry. We're interviewing people. We're playing good gospel music, and we're talking about what's good in our life, man. We're talking about and bringing mm-hmm. people on the show that's giving us powerful testimony on how they became, how did they get a chance to know God one-on-one. It's nothing like knowing God 101, man. So I'm excited.
True.
A lot of stuff going to play. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to go to some gospel music. We're going to go to my favorite song, Angel Section. He's out in California. Yeah, you know, one thing we play on here is independent gospel artists. If you know what you say, that's all we play. We're going to go to Angel Section, a song called Jesus is Coming Soon by Angel Section, representing California. We'll be right back. Y'all,
all right.
Stay tuned.
Ba-da-be-dum-bum-bum-ba-dum-bum. Ba-da-be-dum-bum-bum-ba-dum-bum. Don't look direction, just love and affection.
Everybody has a chance.
up loud. We're back. We got next. I want everybody to stand on their feet. Stand up. As we rein in the new kingdom, baby. The new regime. Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
We need the Most High Christ. Bring down your reign. It's going down, y'all. We need them to show up and show out.
Exclusive Tony Fad.
the future is the savior. You can see yourself in heaven chilling out, can't you? You got to know that this the remix right here. Straight hood pastor, this the preachers right here. I'm saved in the middle of the storm, no strain, not affected by the rain. Ain't I getting fed every day in the middle of the family, cause I dwell in a place of the most high. 1,000 might fall on my left side, 10,000 on my right side. But it's good to know that it shall never come nigh.
I can lift this song up and say, can't I?
Have the whole church praising with the Macarena. Ain't my Savior strong.
Ain't he got it going on.
To preach, I've been doing this since I was a little bit in knee high. Before on the top of the table, I could reach out. My first words in this world was E-I. Down here in Texas, since you know we say yee-haw. A big smile on your face, we said a cheese eye. When I give you word of God, you'll get a freeze eye. You wonder to yourself, what, ain't I good with God? Can I still be hard? I don't wanna end up being charged. Don't be alarmed and don't have no fear. The hood pastor's here and we're here to persevere. Ain't my Savior strong? Ain't my Savior strong?
Ain't my Savior strong? Got it going on. Romans 10 and 9. You thank us for too long.
Show across the country right here on what we are doing it. We're doing it really, really big now. We are we got a lot of craziness going on right now. Okay, all right then. Can you hear me now, co-host man? Can you hear me now, loud and clear?
Yeah, I can hear
now?
You real good.
Go ahead, give another shout out, man.
Let's give a shout out to Mr. Irvin McCoy over there in Monroe, North Carolina area.
I can't hear you. Are you on the earpiece?
Hold on.
Yeah, I want to make sure I hear you because I know my earpiece.
Let's give a shout out to my co-host. Let's give a shout out to my host of Little Prince of Gospel Show, Mr. Irvin McCoy in Monroe, North Carolina.
All right.
Give a big shout out to him.
Whatever you're doing, I can hear you loud and clear. We want to make sure we have this together. We're waiting on our guest calling in a few minutes during the 7:30 hour. We're going to go to the phone line to see if that's our guest. 704, are you live on the radio? Are you our guest for tonight?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Wrong. So I guess I haven't called in yet. All right, man. If you want to call and talk to us, 347-989-1725. So real quick, Little Prince, man, what did you do today?
What did I do today?
Yeah, what was your schedule like today? I know I had a crazy one today.
You did what?
I said I had a crazy schedule today.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy. From working to you name it, it was crazy.
I've been trying to work hard with this new TV show coming out, you know, on Fox.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's gonna be. Tell us a little bit about that, man. That's gonna be very amazing.
The purpose of the show is, you know, you have a lot of artists that want to get their music out there, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, you got like a lot of local artists, and some stations they don't play local artists. And so, what I want to do is, I want to use that platform to help artists get their stuff out there.
That's amazing. That's amazing, man. I think we need more radio shows like that one. We got some people saying that the new link is not working. So we're gonna work on that link together. People say hot107.org link is not working. So we're gonna work on that, y'all. Maybe not tonight because the show is already on. But we're gonna
let everybody know where they can listen to us at.
Oh, they can go to right now. We are being
broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, 1190am.info. You can go to www.1190am.info and tune in to us. That's where we are live right now. Or you can also call in and tune in to the show at 347-989-1725. Don't press that one if you just want to listen. If you want to talk to me and my co-host, then that's when you press one to let us know that you do want to talk to us. We got a great show coming up. We got coming up at 8:30. We have Minister. Let me see. Let me see if I get her name right. Minister Lashonda Brown coming on at 8:30. And I thought her bio was very interesting because and I just sent you the bio too, man. But I thought her bio was very interesting, man, because she accepted Christ at an early age. And we're going to talk about that coming up during the 8:30 hour. And the question I want to ask everybody, how old or how young is too old or too young to accept Christ? Is there an age limit on accepting Christ?
Well,
347-98. 1725. Well, I'm
gonna
listen to this.
That, from what I always heard growing up, right? I was in the old church, and they would say, well, you know, when you first get saved, right, and accept Christ, it's not really real. So, you know, I saw some people they get saved as a child, let's say 6 years old or 5 years old, and you get saved because your parents scared you into getting saved,
right?
So
what you're saying is if your parents carry you into getting saved, say you're gonna get saved, then you gotta ask yourself, are you really doing it for your child, or is your child really doing it? I mean, it's just so much you gotta do. It's almost like, okay, I gotta force this person to do this. Should we be forced to do something that we don't want to do? I mean, we're gonna talk about that. I think we got our special guest with us. We're gonna go live to the phone lines, and we got area code 228 live with us. How you doing? Who are we speaking with tonight?
Hi, this is Prophetess Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
How you doing?
Hey.
Live with us. We've been talking about you. We are very excited about having you on the program, and welcome to Up and Down Magazine Gospel Radio, and welcome to the show.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen to that. So I want to talk to you, and this is my co-host right here. My co-host is with us, Mr. Prince.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Yes, amen. But I'm excited about having you on the program. I read the bio, and I thought your bio was very interesting. But I want to talk to you. I want you to let the listeners know a little bit about you before we start the interview process.
Okay, awesome. Well, I am Prophetess Danielle Perry. I'm also a published author of an evangelism book titled Faces of Religion, which is a universal call for repentance through Jesus Christ. Just shares, Jesus Christ, my testimony, how became into my salvation, and just biblical things that other nationalities may not know, or probably never heard of, or probably never even picked up the book to read themselves. Where my book has that, and one of the things that I'm doing now is I'm outreaching to the youth. And also the women within Mississippi and also New Orleans.
I want to ask you this. Why is it that we reach out to the youth and also to our women?
I couldn't hear you.
I said, why is it so important that we reach out to our women and our young people? Tell us that.
Well, one of the things coming from myself as a young woman of God in my ministry reaches to youth and women is because as mothers, we have a responsibility for our children and the youth.
Amen.
I believe that there are men of God that's reaching out to the young men even now while, we that are women are doing our part. So one of the things that I want to do and make sure that I do my part as a woman of God to not only empower other women to begin to uplift our youth, make sure they're going in the right direction, but so that our youth can come up so that they can begin to mentor each other and help each other out to become successful and to learn about God and go in that that right path that will bring them into the things of God and, you know, become successful leaders.
Wow. I'm impressed. I mean, everything you said is so true. I'm going to let my co-host say something. Go ahead, man.
So now what I want to know is when did you first receive that calling of preaching?
I received this calling. I was at the age of 18 when I received my calling. Now, one of the things that was new to me was that at that time I didn't know that God was the kind of God that would actually come in and intervene in my life.
Right.
I was 18 years old. Okay, we go to church. You know, we pay our tithe. You know, we're there for Bible study Tuesday, Wednesday night if they got event going on, and that's it. So I'm from church to home, and then at the time I was in college. But I was going through an abusive relationship at the age of 18.
Right.
Not only that, but my mother got evicted, so therefore I had to begin to go out on my own. You know, looking from pillar to post, you know, being with that abusive boyfriend, you know, trying to work, trying to go to school, then got suspended from college, you know, then I'm partying, I'm in the clubs, I'm drinking, I'm smoking, I'm getting high, but none of this is fulfilling me, but I'm yet attending church every Sunday. And I came to a point in my life to where I was in my nephew's room. And I was begin to pray and to begin to just cry out to God. And in my nephew's room, that was the first time I literally heard the voice of God speaking to me. I felt the spirit of God. And I knew right then and there that there was a God. I knew that he was real. And I knew that he actually could come in and intervene when I needed him. And that was the moment when I received my calling.
Now, How do you do many revivals?
Yes, we do.
Okay, then. Now, you said something earlier that, like, in church, for me, I always heard this in church. You said something. Me, I play keyboard, right? I play piano. And you said something earlier. You said about tithe. And coming up in the Holiness Church, that they will always say, well, if you don't pay tithes, you're not going to get your blessing, right? If you don't play tithes, you're not going to get your blessing. But I heard a keyboard player tell me one time, well, they asked me, they said, well, what if I don't have it, but I'm still making a way to get to church? I'm still making a way to be there on Sunday, be there Bible study, Sunday school, everything. Is my gift of playing, is that part of my tithe?
Okay.
God knows the heart.
Well, I can only speak concerning scripture-wise, but I know that a lot of people that may attend church, they may not have that steady income to have that 10% to give, you know, because sometimes we just don't have it to give, you know. But at the same time, I believe that when you come to the place and you have it and then you still yet give it, I believe that God still yet blesses you, because even in a time you didn't have it, you still had a heart to give. But then he's going to watch when you do have it, will you still give? Now, I do believe that when we do serve God, whether it's in, whether it's ministering, whether it's as a musician, ushering, whatever we do for the kingdom of God, it profits, and there is gain in it.
Now, this is what I found out. You know how when you give to God and God will give you double. Well, I had a cousin, right, and he told me what he would do is he would bring a dollar to church, right? And and you know how kids, if you watch kids, they do stuff and it makes you say, wow. And so the cousin, he would bring a dollar to church, and he would put a dollar in the offering. And then all of a sudden, somehow, let's say the week goes on, and he would come back and he had $5. And he would tell him, he would say to him, he says, see, I put my dollar in church, and God doubled my blessing.
Wow. That's
awesome. And he was a little kid.
That's awesome. And even See, that's why it's so important, because even at that age, God showed him, when you give, I will give you more, even more. Whether you're giving a penny, he can give you a quarter. And he gave a dollar, and for the week he saw that he received $5 back.
Right.
And then he would do like working the math. So then he went up to 5, then he got 10. And so he was, and it just done something to him. So like now, right now today, he believes that he became a millionaire because of the church.
Well, glory to God. Glory
because
to God.
You know, say church. I would say it's because of him. I mean, you gave to the church because that's what, you know, what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give. We don't have 10%. God, whatever we give, as long as it's from our heart. Now, if it's not from our heart, then that's a different story. But if it's from my heart, if I'm giving $5, if I'm giving my last $1, I don't have it, then God is looking at your heart. So that's what he look at. He look at what's inside your heart. If that's your last money and you're giving it, of course he's going to bless you with it.
That's
how I look at it. I want to talk about this also, the face of religion. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the faces of religion.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. I love this book. And the reason why is because, and just to let you guys know, I was in a 4-year period of studying, learning, going through different trials in my life, studying other things to actually compose this book together and write this. But one of the things that sparked my attention when God began to place this book title in my spirit was that I'm like, God, okay, we have different religions. We have different worldwide religions. We have people that were born into religion. There's people that are born into being a Hindu or a Buddhist or a Muslim or different things like that. And so by nationality, that's what they go in. You know, when a baby is born, even, you know, if you find a child that may be Hispanic or Spanish, they're being born into that family. So they're not only going to talk English, but they're going to talk Spanish. But it's something of a nationality. It's something of a tradition. I say, God, if you say that your gospel is going throughout the world and that many will be saved, even though we know not all will be saved, how can I play a part in sharing your gospel with those around the world or around the nations? What can I do? Because we're living in a time and in a place to where we know that Bibles, some countries and some places around the world don't have Bibles. They don't have TV, or they can't watch TVN or the Word Network, or they can't log on to the blog talk radio and just hear the Word of God. And so I begin to sit and I begin to meditate on how can I play a part in sharing your gospel with those that may not know you, may not never heard of anything about you. And I begin to write, and I begin to get my Bible and go into the Word of God and take out different scriptures and go from the beginning of creation, and different things to where it will begin to reveal the kingdom of God, Jesus Christ, and how he died for the world, just sharing that gospel with them. So that's the awesomeness of Faces of Religion.
Wow, man, that is amazing. For those who just now tuning in to us, whoo, man, I got chills coming to my body right now. Just what advice would you give to anybody out there that may be thinking about writing a book?
Anyone that's out there that's thinking about writing a book, my advice would be to them is to first seek God, go into prayer. You know, pray and ask God, what is it? What is the message inside of me that you want the world to know? You know, what is it? What is it that I can say that can help change someone or, you know, empower someone or anything in a positive way? You know, because we have those that write children books. We have people that, you know, write about religion. They may write concerning, you know, men empowerment, women empowerment. But what is it, you know, that God has given you so that you can give to the world and give to the nations. And then you begin to get your pen and your paper, and every day you work on it, step by step, day by day. You write, you write, you write. You know, you go to your computer and you just start writing. You just start writing and go from there, and God will lead them from there.
I've got to ask you this because I see that you are from New Orleans. Let's talk about that.
Awesome. Yes, I am from New Orleans, born and raised. Born and raised.
Wow. Wow. And then you also move along the Gulf Coast? Gulf Coast?
Yes.
Gulf Coast.
Yes. Yes, I moved to the Gulf Coast actually during Hurricane Katrina. It was a long.
Actually, a minute, right?
I couldn't hear you.
I said, that's when you actually started your ministry. Right
Most definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely. Everything began around that 2005-2006 mark. Yes.
And I also see you did radio. Let's talk about that.
Oh.
Yes, I did.
You got a history. WTX Power Gospel 11:30 a.m. station. Let's talk about that.
Yes, and actually, God bless them. I love them so much. I was actually able to come on there and share about my book. I shared about my book. Yes, shared about my book. Shared about different things that God was doing in my life, and the evangelism and the mission that we were doing at that time. So that's what I actually went on that radio show and shared.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
Great experience.
So what can we expect from you? You got any, I know you got some other up in big coming up. You want to talk about that real quick?
Yes. One of the things that we have coming up, we have our Royal Women Who Win Conference Tour. Now, this tour is going to, our plan is to go through 5 states each year. This is the annual tour. Our first stop will be in New Orleans, which will be May. And then in July, which is already scheduled, we're coming back to the Gaucher Convention Center here in Mississippi to host it there. And we have some awesome women of God that are a part of it. From there, we're going to Houston, Alabama, and Atlanta. So we're excited about it.
Do we see Texas somewhere in there?
I couldn't hear you.
I said, do we see Texas somewhere? Do we see Dallas-Fort Worth somewhere in there?
Oh yeah, yes, most definitely. We're gonna actually be in Houston.
Okay. Wow.
We're gonna actually be in Houston.
All right. So if anybody wanna attend that event, what do they need to do?
Wow. Well, they can follow me on Facebook, and that is author Danelle Perry. They can email me for information at adpimissions@gmail.com. They can also give me a call at 228-304-7286. We have different ones that are coming to volunteer, be a part of the conference team. Those that may just want to assist us or come in and be blessed by us. And we also serve free dinners as well, and the entry is free as well.
Okay. I tell you what, we are so proud of you. We are proud of anybody that's out there doing some positive. Now, we got to ask you this. I don't know if you're going to answer, but we got to ask you this. Me and my co-host, we were just talking about how this is in 2016, 2017, we believe that this is going to be the year for women. Do you see that also? Do you see that?
I believe it, and the reason why I believe it, because of what God is doing now in this hour, and it's, God is raising up so many women of God in this hour to do marvelous things for him in his kingdom. Even if you look around, there's a lot of women conferences that's coming forth, that's birthing out new women into ministry, into businesses, and different things family-wise. So, yes, I agree.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, it's been a blessing. It's 53 after the hour. It's been a blessing having you. And you know you are definitely welcome to come back on this program anytime you want. This is your new home.
Well, awesome. I thank you all so much, and I really enjoyed it as well.
Thank you so
Enjoy
much.
You too.
Yes. And we're going to have a lot more coming up right here on Up and Down Magazine, the number one gospel music radio program. And we'll be right back. We're going to Norris Jake. It's called Put You In by Norris Jake.
Yes, sir. Going in one more time. INJ Music.
Hey!
Yo, I kept quiet long enough. This the day I speak. Don't care what some of these people say about me. I'm Norris, I ain't a star. Ministry's my job. Something about my praise, it makes my problems dissolve. Now, I ain't nobody. I be saying that because I tried to compare myself to thy father. Developed a personal relationship. Friendship, salvation was not on my to-do list. Cause my faithfulness, stewardship, now decency keeps me ministering frequently. Trying to be obedient, faithful in my 10%. Get my offerings and maybe drop a seed in. These are some of the things ye ought to do. A bad fight, flesh versus my spirit, I've lost a few. But in no way, I'm no scale. My judgment holds no way. And I can't send no saints to no heaven or no hell.
A little appeal, yo, a sin is a sin. But I ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in. I'm only a man, so how can I condemn? I ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in. I don't hold a gavel, don't be down on the bench. I ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in. Don't look at me, I ain't the one to forgive. I ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in.
Sodom and Gomorrah, sex loving, reproduces nothing. Burned a whole city, not pleasing in his vision. Can't turn away from him, only pray for him. Christians holier than thou, man, you seen him. Sunday they speak in tongues, Monday they cuss you out in English. They be in church, front row, miniskirts, ma'am. How you end up leaving with one of them weekends? Cause we don't know where these folks go when they doze close. Where they nose go, I know they ain't married. The light gon' be shined on your night, oh Gladys. Do you know what they call kids with no dad? I know I ain't the one to judge masses. No acting, the only stone I can cast. First name is Sharon. Don't let me fess up. Yes sir, he without sin cast the first stone. That alone will make me shut up.
Little appeal, yo, a sin is a sin. But I ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in. I'm only a man, so how can I condemn? I ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in. I don't hold a gavel, don't be down on the bench. I ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in. Don't look at me, I ain't the one to forgive. I ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in.
I ain't got a heaven, got a hell, I ain't got a hell, got a hell, I ain't got a heaven. So now you got the concept, I ain't the promise. If you got it, grab your mouse, click like or leave a comment. Yeah, you got the ingredients for our daily bread. Now you gotta bake it, let the church say amen. My opinion does not apply, I can't give referrals in the heaven nor try to lie. I'm hoping I qualify. Don't hate me like Morocco. If you got any beef, put it between the shell and cheese, call it taco. Get right with the Lord, Lord. Get your life in order. Cause people are dying that have never died before. Why make a deal or gamble with the fate of your life? It's heaven or hell, and you would prefer to roll the dice. But I bet you know now. I bet I've been caught in that same boat now. I bet I know you better roll now. I bet you ain't gonna make it. I bet that money that you making, I bet it ain't gonna be enough to pay your waiting.
Hey, it's me, and I want to talk about my happiness. He came at the right time. It was like this: when I was hungry, he fed me. When I talked, he listened. When I cried, he comforted me. So when he started to talk, he captured me. With his words of wisdom, they blessed me. And I'm talking about my happiness.
You know what you do to me. You make my life so lovely. When I'm with you, I and I hear greater. I believe greater. I believe greater, greater for my life. I believe greater, greater for my life. I see greater. And I hear greater. I believe greater. Hey, I believe greater, greater for my life. I believe greater, greater for my life.
Greater,
greater
is He in me.
Power.
My duty.
right now. Lord, I want to give you praise. I want to give you honor and glory. And Lord, I just thank you for everything you've done for me in my life, through the good times and the bad times. Listen to these words.